Hey fam, welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast, the art of hearing God's perfect will. The podcast that invites you to tune into God's guidance and discover his flawless plan for your life. I'm Michelle Honora, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm an author, speaker, and spiritual direction coach, as well as the founder and director of the Center for Prophetic Listening. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding clarity in God's will can be a challenge, especially if you're facing significant life transitions. Whatever challenges you're encountering, you're about to learn how to discern God's perfect will for both significant and everyday situations. So tune in, open your heart, and embark with me on this sacred quest to hear God's voice and discern his perfect will for your life. Welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Hello, 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 fam. Welcome to another episode of the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Super stoked that you are here with me. If you notice a difference in the sound quality, it is because I'm not in my normal setup, but hopefully this isn't too distracting. I'm actually in New York, eagerly anticipating traveling to Italy with my sister. So we are going to go on an all-inclusive tour to Venice, Florence, and Rome, coming back Easter Sunday. So I'm really excited for the trip that's ahead. But I wanted to come on here. This is actually my second time filming this because the first episode, the first go around, the quality, the audio quality was a hot mess. So I am re-recording this and hopefully I'll be able to capture all the things I wanted to say. As you guys know, for the most part, I like to alternate the episodes between either prophetic listening sessions and interviews or, between prophetic listening sessions or interviews and solo episodes. And so today is going to be another solo episode. And the title of this episode is Lean In. And you guys may be familiar with a book of the same name that came out several years ago, if not more than a decade ago. And I never read that book, but I love the title because it constantly got me thinking, what are the things that I need to lean into that are uncomfortable for me? Some of you listening to this, maybe listening to this podcast is you leaning in. Maybe you're not particularly a faith-forward person, and you're leaning in just by exploring faith and spirituality. Others of you, maybe you are a believer and you're a devoted believer, but you're leaning in to learn more about Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And that for you is leaning in. For others of you, maybe it isn't necessarily your spirituality, but maybe it's the circumstances and the things that you're encountering in your life that you're feeling challenged in and that God himself may be causing you to lean into. Something that I have noticed recently, and I'm sure by proxy, because you guys are on this journey with me, you have probably noticed as well, is that there's a lot of stirrings that have been happening inside of me recently. And I think in Christian circles, especially, we've had too many philosophies, too many doctrines that try to tell us that we need to ignore our emotions or push past them, push through them, don't pay any heed to them because our emotions lie to us. And I've heard so many preachers use Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all else, who can trust it, as a way of dismissing feelings. And I want to say right now that that is utter nonsense. We live in the new covenant. And according to the new covenant, we're new creations. Therefore, our hearts are new creations. Therefore, we can trust that Holy Spirit will speak to us through our gut, through our heart, through our inner knowing. In fact, I had a really wise woman at church tell me this a few months ago. She said, Michelle, God is in your gut. God is in your gut. That little voice inside of you telling you not to go there, or telling you to take a chance, or instructing you to make a pivot, make a change, that's God. And when we have his peace inside of us, we know that's him confirming it. And when that peace is removed, we know he's also trying to tell us something. And so just wanted to put that out there. But the reason why I'm talking about emotions is because I have learned to allow my emotions and I'm not just talking about emotions that come and go, like, you know, fleeting whim type stuff. I'm talking about deep stirrings of the heart. That's what I'm referring to. And I have learned to pay attention to these deep stirrings, to put language to what is happening internally, and then to investigate rather than dismiss them out of hand. And I want to encourage you to do the same. There have been seasons in my life where I have had a deep stirring, and sometimes they would come out of nowhere, and then other times it was something that was more gradual. But I want you to ask yourself, what are the stirrings that are happening in your heart right now in this season? And out of those stirrings, what is it that your heart is trying to tell you? What is it that your body is trying to tell you? And as a result, what is it that Holy Spirit is using these signs and symptoms, if you will, to tell you? I'll use a really kind of inconsequential or innocuous example. When I was 20, I was in college. I was in my sophomore year of college, and I was living in a suburb of Los Angeles in La Mirada, California. And I went to a predominantly white university, and I found it very difficult to get care for my hair. I was relaxing, using relaxers at the time, and it's a very precise and specific process that you don't want to have an amateur do. And so I was really kind of struggling with how to take care of myself in this way. And one morning, towards the tail end of my quiet time with the Lord, I get this picture from my mom. She texts me this picture, and it's of my sister, who was 13 or 14 at the time. And it showed this picture of her with her hair, and it was beautiful, and it was long, and it was shoulder length, and it looked so healthy and lovely. And I had a visceral reaction to seeing that picture. And, you know, the initial thought would be, oh, well, you just got jealous. You know, you're just, don't be jealous of your sister. Just, you know, celebrate her. But I knew that it was something deeper than that. I knew that it wasn't just jealousy and me feeling some type of way about seeing her hair. And so I actually paused and I looked at that photo and I allowed the emotion to well up inside me. I allowed myself to feel what I was feeling. And some of you men listening to this may be like, oh, what is she talking about? But, and maybe some of you women are feeling, you know, seeing the same thing. But for me, as a woman, even the Bible talks about how our hair is our crown. It's our crown of glory. And I realized that my crown was severely damaged. My hair was breaking off. It wasn't healthy. And I wasn't proud of it. I wasn't proud to go out and about and be seen with my hair as it was. And seeing, there was something about seeing that picture and seeing my sister with that beautiful, long, healthy hair that allowed me to finally acknowledge something that had been on the periphery of my heart and on my mind, but not something that I had really paid attention to in depth. And that was that I wasn't feeling my best about myself because I wasn't doing my best towards myself. And In acknowledging that, I also realized that there were a lot of times when I would go out and about and I could not hold my head up the way that I was meant to, because I was actually feeling very self-conscious and embarrassed and not beautiful. And I don't say this to be vapid, but something had to change. Something had to change. And so I was really upset. I actually cried when I saw that picture. I later called my family and told my sister how beautiful she looked and how much I, you know, the truth. I just said I thought she was absolutely beautiful. I didn't tell her that I cried and all that stuff. I didn't, you know, I was about to reveal that to my little sister, but, you know, I complimented her. And then I got on the phone with my mom, and it was my mom who I spoke to, and I revealed just how low I was feeling. And by the time I had the conversation with her, Holy Spirit had revealed to me what was going on inside of me so that I could put language to it and explain it to my mom. And to my mom's credit, she comforted me. But then she encouraged me and she just said, you know, I completely understand this, but what is it that she didn't challenge me or anything, but she just asked me kind of what I thought my next steps would be. And it was in that moment that I decided that I was going to go on my natural hair care journey. For those of you who may or may not see this video, I don't know if I'm going to put the video out. Right now in this moment, I'm wearing a wig. So some of you are like, what natural hair care journey? But I did embark on a natural hair care journey where I started to grow out my natural hair. I stopped using a relaxer. I ended up getting all of the relaxed ends cut off eventually. I had a tiny little afro that was super cute. And I was rediscovering my hair as God had made it and enjoying how healthy my hair was. So that by the time I rocked my natural hair, and mind you, there was a transition period of 6, 7, 8 months where I was just kind of wearing wigs and taking care of my hair underneath it. But by the time I revealed what my hair was, it was just this beautiful reveal. I got so many compliments and I felt so proud of my crown. I felt so proud of my hair. And I felt so much better about myself. And so I look back on that time when I first saw that picture of my sister and how visceral that feeling was. And I'm telling you guys, this was 13, 14 years ago that this happened. And I still remember it like it was yesterday, but that was the catalyst for me to take different steps to have a different result. And now I wear wigs, I do braids, I wear my natural hair. I have not used a relaxer since. And I wake up every day just really happy with this part, small part, but part of who I am. And if God can do that for me with my hair, what more could he be doing for me, for you, for all of us when it comes to the deep stirrings in our hearts? In what areas can we lean in, understand what's going on, and then take the next step to get to a better place? Because looking back on it, I could have just judged myself for feeling how I felt. When I saw my sister's picture, I could have judged myself and said, oh, like you're being such a negative Nancy. You're being super jealous. This isn't about you. This is about her. I could have dismissed myself and dismissed my feelings. Or I could have just tried to brush them under the rug and ignore them and hope that they would go away eventually. And none of that would have resulted in where I am today. Because I chose to lean in to that discomfort, to lean in to that sorrow, to lean in to that visceral reaction, I was now able to address the hurt that was going on, come to terms with where I was, and then make a plan and execute it so that I could pivot and see the fruit of that. And we can do that in any area of life. Right now, I'm looking at doing that in some parts of my work and my career. There are deep stirrings that are happening inside of me that I have been really bringing to the Lord in inquiry and curiosity and trust that He will lead me in the right direction. So whatever it is for you, I just want you to take a moment and self-assess. Ask yourself, what if any are the stirrings that are happening in my heart in this season right now? And once you've identified what that is, I want you to turn to the Lord and ask Him, A, are these stirrings from you? And B, if they are, why? And what do you want me to do with them? And I guess C, what's the next step? One mistake that we can make when we recognize a stirring from the Lord and we confirm that it's Him, a mistake that we can make is we end up jumping the gun and trying to create the solution independent of God and basically leap ahead and make things happen because we're so eager to have that stirring of our hearts answered and satisfied. And I want to discourage you from doing that. I want to encourage you to really be attuned with the pacing of the Lord for a couple of reasons. One, because He has the blueprint, the master plan. He knows exactly what's going to work. And so rather than wasting your energy trying to run after something that isn't even what He wants you to do, take a beat and allow Him to lead you. And two, the other reason you want to do that is because when you are in tune with the Lord throughout this entire process, He gives us the grace to enjoy the present, enjoy the now, even as we are patiently watching Him unfold the glimpse and the promise of what's to come. So I hope that this was a blessing to you guys. I hope that this recorded a lot better. Y'all, even if it didn't, I'm posting this because I'm not going to record this again. For the next couple of weeks while I'm in Italy, I will have some episodes lined up and ready to air for you guys to watch and enjoy or to listen to and enjoy. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast, and I will see you on the next episode. God bless. Bye. Hey, fam, fam. I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this episode. I really, really hoped that you were blessed by it. If this taught you anything about hearing God more clearly, about listening to Him with other people, if it inspired you watching other people connect with the voice of God, I want to encourage you, share this show. Don't be greedy. Don't keep this all to yourself. Share this show. Let other people know about the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Share it on your social. Text a friend about it. Bring it up in conversation. Whatever that looks like for you. Also, if you could do me a huge solid and leave a review, guys, that helps increase visibility. There is nothing like word of mouth traction. So please leave a review. Lastly, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TheMichelleAnora. You can also find my work, my resources, my e-courses, as well as the certification program on www.propheticlistening.com. Thank you again. Tune into the next episode. We're here every week. Can't wait to see you on the flip side. God bless.